Hi.
Yes. So I'm
okay. So can you and Javi join? I have to get Jasmine also. One very important thing. We have to make sure the referrals are submitted in real time. Yeah, whatever your question is, that, but just keep that in mind. That has to be not. So, sorry, Stella, you're there? I have to get Jasmine.
Yeah.
Let me conference Jasmine. And, okay, hold on. The question is like this. Should we start with these two? And then we can bring Jasmine. I want to do what I have. I want to be able to do what I have. Okay. Stella, you're there?
Yes, me and Javier.
That's how you do. Okay, so. And Estella, remind me, have you used this before?
I never used CRM.
CRM?
No.
No. Okay, fine. Give me 1 second. All right, I'm sending a link now to a Google Doc. I'm emailing it to you. Don't look at it now, but it's a trading thing, but it'll help you. Okay, so. So, I guess you have. So, do they have login?
It's locked.
Why you don't have access?
Nope.
How do we?
It's blocked by Gator.
Oh, it's blocked by Gator or?
Yeah, it's blocked by Gator.
Do you see an option to request?
Can you request it?
I do.
Request it.
You see it? Or...
There's a question, yeah. And what login did they use?
This is live with Microsoft.
Well, what link should I send in this link?
Send in the passenger.com. Open to Nintendo.
Open
to
Nintendo.
Let's see how it looks. You should just click live with Microsoft. Got it.
Okay, yeah. Okay, it's like Staff Pro, the login.
But I don't see any request.
I'm sending you a... You want the request? Stella, you just requested it, right? The permission?
Yeah.
It says decline.
You want to try again?
No, it says decline.
What? It says decline?
I can't request it again. It comes already, already requested.
Okay, so log into the, for now you'll just log in. I'll probably do it afterwards, but log into the, you log in through Microsoft. Same as Staff Pro.
Yeah. Okay, I'm logged in.
Okay, so probably the best thing to do is let me do a screen share. Let me see, what's this to do this? Or do you want to take over Stella's computer and show her, or should we do a screen share?
Are they all same computer?
Yeah, because only two people right now, so.
I'll send you
Slack, right? Slack WhatsApp email? Yeah, Slack. Yeah.
Slack
I think what we're going to do is, if I'm correct, I think Gershie's going to take control of your computer so he can show it to you that way.
Okay.
Like, he'll walk you through it.
Do you know at this point with her? Are they willing to do HR? Are they not willing to do HR? The other question, which I asked Melissa, is she's able to patient as a call, is that she'll be able to plan that it'll eventually take the PTO away and back to PPL. So she's able to member as a call. Is a member call? Let's do find out if who's the RI or some call, ultimately. If she gets the back page, it's one that will open the hook and we take a letter, you know? Now, this is just a two and an authorized meeting, but the NS one was going to back to PPL, correct?
Okay, so a few things. So number one, they are willing to work with us, but again, she's like very difficult. So like she'll say to me, "Yeah, okay, we're gonna do it. We're gonna get fingerprinted. We're gonna start. No problem." And then she'll say, "Oh, but what about back pay?" And I'll say, "Listen, let's move forward. Let's whatever." So yes, they're willing to work with us, but they're being extremely difficult. So I just want to give you that heads up that like even though they're saying the right thing, but they're driving everybody crazy. Again, which is not the end of the world, but I just want to be clear. I'm being clear. Like they're very all over the place. As far as, we're only talking about February. We're not talking about January. January, the offer was taken back. That's my understanding. No, it's only 2-1. Yeah, if you could do back there for 2-1, they would be thrilled. And you want to know, as far as other plan, yeah, my understanding is they did not, my understanding is we have the off, and they did not transfer the off to other plan. If I understand, it's a BPL, I should say, the BPL. If I understood your question correctly. Oh, my gosh, Chris, nice. today's just a crazy day. Okay, sorry, you there?
Okay, so, I'll slack you a link.
Yeah, for sure.
So again, this link is for them?
No, it's for you. No, you're going to take all the control on your computer.
Oh, okay, smart. Okay, fine. Oh, really? Okay, fine.
Open screen, connect line.
All right, I mean, you want to do this, right? You'll do this, or I'll do this. Wow, fun. Okay. Should we record it?
You want to record it? You can't unless you're not
Recording. All right, fine. Let's do it. Fine. Let's skip it for now. We'll come to you later. Okay, so I'm controlling the CRM over here. Okay?
Okay.
So, there she, where do we, this is good. Okay, so look, see, patient. You're looking what I'm doing?
Yeah.
So, if we click on patient, it opens up this. Now, this is very important. The next step is very important because you have to get to your report. Maybe that should make it default that way. All right, but we have to get to your report. So, am I right here? Report. Mm-hmm. My follows?
My follow-up, make it default.
Oh, beautiful. Okay, fine. So, Stella, this is specially yours. Marketer assigned, why is it not? Oh, because, all right.
Now, let's do a test call. Let me call in the...
Good idea. Okay, fine. So should we, you see that? Both of you looking? You click on patient, and then it opens up a report. Then you click on reports, my follow-ups. That's going to be your... You're going to be on that screen. That's going to be your follow-up screen, basically.
Okay.
Okay? So far, so good?
Yeah.
Don't worry. You'll see. By the way, it's very easy to use. It's in a way, it's a lot easier to use than Smartsheet. You have to see how. Where does it say? No, it is. Where does it say Michael? The extension, meaning?
It's on the
I can't scroll. Oh, because it doesn't go. Oh, there we go. Okay, fine. You're not going to have so many columns. I'm going to take out the columns that are not in the game, but don't worry about that right now. Okay, so now here's the story. When a call comes in, okay, when you pick up a call, you Stella, you Javi, or Jasmine, when you pick up a call, it's going to pop up in front of you. So you don't have to do anything. I mean, you do have to do something, but you just have to fill in the information. Okay, I'm going to show you that now.
I'm going to call in.
Okay?
Okay.
So...
234
to Erica? No, 314. So how's she? She's on the phone right now. What? Okay, fine. Stella, pick up the call, okay? And then...
She should answer back.
And then we'll just pick it up and put it on hold. Yeah. Just come back here. But don't hang up.
Okay, it's on hold.
Okay, good. Now, you see the bottom over here?
Yeah.
What I'm pointing to, this just popped up. This is the number that called. I double click, and then here's your what they call form. Here's your form. Okay? Eventually, a lot of this stuff will be automatic, but here's your form. Marketer assigned. Okay, referral status is basically a copy of the Smartsheet.
Lead source could be automatic, no? It
will be. Mr. Shen. Mr. Shen will be. No, right now it's not. Right now it's manual. I know, because it's a copy of your, but right now it's manual. Marketer assigned is manual, but you'll always do yours. Copy of yours. Lead source is also right now manual. Give it a couple weeks. I'm sure that's pretty quick to switch. Now, we're going to probably highlight the field that you need to fill out, but it's obvious, right? I'm saying first name, last name. Again, you don't always have this information, but we'll have certain mandatory fields or whatever. The phone number's already in, and you write notes, you know? And when you write a note, you have to add the note in order to save it, okay? And then when you put in the information, whatever, pre-screen, different things, save.
Unless the referral status is something that I still need to follow up.
Oh, right. Okay. So you see how to do it?
Yeah, but why is it under the follow-up? Like, your machine will be on follow-up.
Huh?
Because you don't have any of the referral statuses.
Great question. Good. It means you understand what's going on over here, huh? So what? Because it has no, because I left it blank?
Yes. It's still blank. So we still need to come in.
Any blank referral status is going to stay on follow-up. Good. I like that. If you do follow-up needed, so one second. So it's also that meeting. Right. So now one second. So good. So let's say, so if I change it to, let's say, no contact.
want it to automatically.
So it's going to bounce off? That's a good question.
I could do it automatically with them instantly, or you want to just wait until they refresh the page?
Yeah, refresh. No, I want it to refresh because I want it to be able to see.
Exactly.
Okay, so it's going to be similar to your follow-up sheet now, where it's going to bounce off when the referral status is, a bad referral status, but it's only going to happen after you refresh.
All right, let me hang up with the left call second.
Hello? Beautiful. Now, good. It just changed from in progress to answered. Meaning that means it's over?
It means it was an answered call.
It was an answered call. Oh, beautiful.
Answered missed voicemail.
Beautiful. Now this is really all. Now, again, the notes, everything same like you've been doing. That's it. And that's it. The lead is done. If it's a referral, then for now, we're going to do it the same like we've been doing it. You change the referral status to referral submitted, and Gary, she's going to make it jump to intake. To intake Smartsheet. By the way, intake still using Smartsheet. This is only for marketing right now. But this week, yeah. Judith's going to, he's not like me. He's going to resist. So do you see what to do? I mean, again, it'll take a few times to get used to it, but it's mamish very, very user-friendly. Now, what I'm going to do for the follow-up sheet is, you can also do it. We can delete these columns. He took every column. So
this was everything on their current form.
This is on the current form? No, yeah. Need staffing. We want to remove staffing on schedule. Whatever. I'll work on that.
Smartsheet?
No. Again, not referrals. This is like call logs.
And combined it together.
Right, you combined, that's what I'm saying. I don't need, their follow-up list is before the referral. Once the referral, they don't have to, all right, do I need to tell, so Stella, do this, you and Javi look over the, are you still going to have access to the Google Doc?
One second,
call log,
the
Lux call log. Yeah, there you go. No, it's a referral. But I have it.
It's not a referral?
The other referral form, sorry.
Yeah, so I did all the columns from here, I added them to the form. No? I added more? Let me see.
Yeah, like you added... But even these are...
So send me the list of all you need, and everything that should be mandatory.
Oh, okay, I should send you that list? Okay, yeah. Fine.
And you can tell that once she's done, she could leave it... She could leave it here?
Yeah. Take a look. You can exit. The bottom thing, you press X once you're done. By the way, if you press X, it'll save whatever's in there, right? If she's ready.
Once she's saved in the top of this, is just if she want to come back later. She knows that she needs to call back. She want to remember. It's like it's all sticky notes. You could.
Oh, nice. Okay.
On everything, she still needs to follow up today.
Okay. So it's really easy. It's really easy to use. And then again, the follow up, it'll disappear. You'll have ways of checking if you want to check, other leads that are not on your follow-up list, but, similar to Smartsheet. Javi also understands?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. Okay, yeah, it'll take a few days, whatever. It won't take long to cop it. Now, we're really officially starting with this 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, unless there's glitches. Okay? Mr. Shem. We're all very excited about this. I think it's going to make your life a lot easier. There's a lot of cool stuff we can do with this. By the way, Stella and Javi, when there's a repeat call, it's going to show you, whatever, you'll figure it out, but I'll explain tomorrow, but it's going to show you that it's a repeat call. It's going to make your life a lot easier, because if it's somebody already in the system, it's going to show you right away. You're going to be able to look at the history. It's not like it's going to make it into a new lead. It's going to merge it with the old lead. You understand?
It needs to be very clear to obvious the status. If anything changed, if last time was no contact, we called.
Second
time.
Yeah, you'll update. All right, we'll figure out what to do with it. Right, exactly.
Existing,
Right. Okay, fine. And again, you're not going to have the same. Stella's follow-up sheet will look one way, and Kavi's look a different way because, it'll look the same, but it'll be different names, different leads. Like you have now, whatever. Okay, fine. So that's it for now. So make sure, just test it out, log in, whatever. Have it in front of you. It's starting fresh right now, and it's going to be instead of the Smartsheet. Good?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Fine. Thank you very much. And we'll, again, we'll learn it over time.
To work on the
All right. Bye.